Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax. And tonight we're going to be talking about the armor of God. I've been working on this show for a while, but I needed to get more revelation before I shared it with you. So let me give you a little bit of background, especially for those of you who don't know me very well. I first started sharing about the Word of God back in 2009 on YouTube at the Lord's Command. Over the 10 plus years I've been teaching it, I've received numerous death threats, some of them very gory and detailed. I guess not everybody agrees with the prophetic messages the Lord gives me. I don't know. The winter of 2017-18, somebody tried to break into my house. One of my dogs went absolutely crazy, which woke me up. But the Lord protected me from whoever it was. I did discover they had breached a window in my home. That don't really help you sleep very well at night. And that makes you evaluate your weaponry and whether you have everything you need to defend yourself, right? So I remember the night that person was breaking into my house. When I woke up and got out of bed to investigate, the hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. That rarely ever happens. I go years without that happening, even dealing in spiritual warfare as much as I do. So whoever was trying to come in, there was some serious evil there. In February of this year, 2020, I did a show called Should Christians Defend Themselves, in which I broke down the scriptures for and against self-defense one by one. I got a tremendous response to the show, all of it overwhelmingly positive, except for one now ex-friend who called and just ripped into me. He sounded like he was high, and he proceeded with a verbal onslaught and just went on and on and on, without even allowing me to speak, and I finally just hung up on him. So, real friends don't do that to you. During the time I'm about to tell you about, I was considering getting a new weapon. I have numerous weapons of various types in my house, but this was one I didn't have yet. So weeks later, after the show about self-defense, I was in my morning prayer time, during which I talk to the Lord and I speak pages of declaration and thanksgiving prayers out loud. And I was praying my declaration prayers when the Lord spoke very clearly to me. And that sounded something like this. Today I put on the full armor of God to guard my life against attack. And the Lord, clear as a bell, he stopped me right there and he said, "What part of that armor is not enough, daughter?" And I was like, and I thought about his question for about half a second. The Lord never asks you a question to get information. He asks questions to get information to you. And I hung my head. I was like, oops. I said, none of it, Lord. I mean, what am I going to say? It's not good enough. You know, what are you going to really say to him to that? And he said, then why do you think you need weapons to defend yourself? And I said, I guess I don't. And I said, okay, Lord, if I don't need weapons, then my understanding is lacking. Please give me revelation. I don't want to displease you. When you are submitted to God and working for Him, be assured He will correct you if you get off track any place. He sure does me, and I'm sure He does all of you too. Okay, let me give y'all some background so me wanting weapons makes more sense and y'all don't think I'm some little old lady who's afraid of her shadow. For those of you who are new to listening to Just Praise Him Radio, I am a native Texan. No matter where you live, when you were raised in Texas, that never leaves you. I lived in Texas for over 50 of my 60 years, I believe. In Texas, everybody has weapons, mostly guns, but also many other types of weapons, bows, knives, all sort of stuff. You would be surprised what becomes a weapon when you're in a bind. And if you start young, you can become very skilled with weapons. It's just who we are as Texans. In my family, we all grew up shooting guns, messing with knives and slingshots and all kind of stuff. It's just part of life down there. So after the Lord spoke to me about His armor, I prayed for revelation I could share with you, and I began studying Ephesians 6 and the armor of God so we could talk about it today. Ephesians 6 starts in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 10 kind of speaks for itself if you look at it close, don't it? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, meaning not your own. That word strong there means to increase in strength. So, finally, my brethren, increase in strength in the Lord and in the power of his might, which means his strength. Increase in strength in the Lord and the power of his strength. Now, I want to make something real clear here. We're all at different stages in faith. I happen to have very big faith because of the places the Lord has taken me since I got saved. He took me through, I don't know how many wildernesses, several over the years, and the last one was particularly terrifying. And if you live through those, which I did, obviously, you have very strong faith. So I have very strong faith. I have not exercised it in every area of my life. Obviously, if I was thinking about getting another weapon, I've not exercised it in that area. But some people who are new to the walk don't have that level of faith. And you need to, if you feel like you need weapons, especially for what's coming, you need to seek the Lord about that. Don't just assume it's not okay to have one, but ask him about it. Because even the disciples carried swords, okay? This is what he told me. And because he knows where my faith is, and he wants me to use my faith in, you know, all the areas that I can use it in, and not necessarily rely on other things. I did not get rid of my other weapons that I already had. I just didn't get the new weapon that I wanted. And y'all don't send me no nasty grams by email telling me how terrible I am either, because I won't read them. First of all, let me say there is nothing on this earth more powerful than the blood of Jesus. And I wondered as I began writing the show why I did not have more faith in the blood of Jesus and less in weapons. But then I realized, though I know that it has that power, I don't have revelation on that, on the amount of power that the blood has. So I prayed for that and I kept writing. And I wondered why I didn't have more faith in the armor itself. Were these confessions that I made every day just an insurance policy? I've been praying my many pages of declaration prayers for years. And I believe the answer is the same. We can know something from the Bible, but until we truly have the revealed knowledge about it from the Spirit of God, we don't know it, okay? We don't have understanding of it at a deeper level. You know, the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. And what we need in order to really apply it in our lives is we need revelation. Did y'all know that the armor can rust? True story. Many years ago, I believe it was, I want to say 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. I was talking to a man I knew up in Oklahoma about the Bible. And I had a vision of him in his armor. He had armor, but it was rusted. I mean, it was rusty, real rusty. There was like no shiny places on it. And the Lord showed me it was because he never read the Bible. And he never really pressed in to know the Lord. Did y'all know that Satan will try to strip your armor right off of you? He really will. Remember, he hates anything of the Lord, and this is the armor of God. It is God's protection on us. And the demons can see the armor, especially the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. A month or more ago, after I started writing this message, I think I was praying about something, and the Lord showed me a vision in my spirit of me. I don't remember what I was praying about, but I had just been working on this, so it was probably something to do with this. And demons were coming at me in the vision, but they didn't see me. They saw about 50 sharp swords sticking out of me. I looked like a porcupine, y'all. I looked like a porcupine. And I don't say that in pride. I do not say that in pride. Anything good I have is from him. I'm sure many of you have far more swords than I do. I relate this only to help you understand that time we spend learning the Word of God is never wasted. His Word to me is the ultimate weapon. His Word is the ultimate overcomer. If you have a problem in your life, all you got to do is go to the Word and find the promise that overcomes that problem and then start speaking it out of your mouth. The whole armor of God is listed in Ephesians chapter 6 in verses 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay, what is the alternative to standing if we don't have the armor on? Going down in the fight? Or maybe just being taken down by the enemy, period. Verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. You know, often in battles with wicked people, we think we're fighting that person, but in reality, we're fighting demons working through that person. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The armor keeps you standing at the end of all things, so you can go home to heaven. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, there are a lot of things in the world that can't hurt you if you know the truth of God's word. Example, the devil wants to convince you that you're going to get coronavirus. But you can tell him that your Bible says no plague shall come near your dwelling, that by the stripes of Jesus you were already healed of every deadly disease, and that the Lord said he would take sickness away from among us. There's three promises right there. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you know, the purpose of shoes is to carry you uninjured over really rough places. Shoes of peace would carry you uninjured over really rough places while also keeping you in perfect peace. The preparation of those shoes is knowing as much as you can about the Word of God and knowing God. If you know the Lord and if you understand how much He loves you, as much as we're able to comprehend that with our human minds, then you will have peace in pretty much every circumstance. And when everything breaks loose, you will be the person who is still very calm. That's when you know you have on your shoes of peace. This is just one of the reasons I am always saying get as much of the Word of God as you can. In what is coming, you won't be able to do this. You must do it now to be ready for then, okay? Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. A shield keeps you from taking a hit. The shield of faith is the part of the armor I use the most, besides the sword. Like in times of economic uncertainty, jobs are being lost, people are struggling, the enemy comes to you and he says, "See that? You're not going to make it either. You're going to go broke and be kicked out of your house. Your children are going to starve, blah, blah, blah." Y'all know how he is. And here's your answer. "I rebuke you, Satan. You're a liar. The word of God says he shall supply all my need. The word of God says the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And up comes that shield right in Satan's face. "Not today, Satan, not today." That is how you use your shield of faith. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So let's say the enemy comes at you and tries to tell you that you're not really saved. You didn't say the salvation prayer exactly right, yada, yada, yada. Whatever his lie of the week is this week. How do you answer his accusation? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 is a great answer. We can just say, "For by grace was I saved through faith, not of myself. It is the gift of God, not today, Satan. It's not anything about me. It's about my faith in him. That is why I'm saved. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Prayer is a weapon that should not be underestimated. Praying in the Spirit is prayer to the nth power. If you do not yet have the Holy Spirit baptism, it takes you to a whole new level of prayer power and boldness. If you can find somebody who has it to pray for you to receive it, it'll help you. If you can't, pray and ask the Lord for it anyway. My mom told me that in, I believe it was 1981, she wanted the Holy Spirit baptism, but I guess she didn't know anyone then in Oklahoma to pray for her to receive it. So she got on her knees and asked the Lord for it. In fact, she actually told the Lord she was not going to get back up until she got it. And she did get it. I heard her pray in tongues when she was at the care home. Okay, I'm going to read y'all a story that I wrote about in The Healing Companion. I can't remember exactly when this vision happened. I think it was 2009 when I was in that really horrible last wilderness. And I had months of excruciating back pain. I mean, bad back pain. When you don't have insurance, you don't have money, you just deal with the pain, right? I was praying on this night when the vision came. And I saw a beautiful sword, and its blade was cut up in sections like jigsaw pieces. One or two pieces were missing. The base of the sword had the word salvation on it, and I saw other foundational truths on the other pieces. The healing piece was not there. The Lord showed me through that vision that in some areas of my life I had nothing to fight with, and that healing was one of those areas. Let me explain that the pieces of your sword, of the Word of God, are based on which areas you have not only scriptural knowledge, but revelation of those scriptures. By the way, one of the ways you get revelation is you memorize that scripture and you just roll it over and over and over in your mind. You do that for hours and hours, like try to pick one scripture and do it one day. You'll have revelation on that scripture before the end of the day if you do that all day. Now, I know now for sure that healing was part of the atonement, meaning when Jesus died on the cross, that was part of what he died to give us. So that piece of my sword is in place now. And this is, again, why we all need to have knowledge of the Word of God and revelation on the Word. And revelation comes as you study the Word, listen to the Word, etc. Okay, I want to talk about what the Lord showed me the end of February this year about the broken armor, specifically helmets of salvation and breastplates of righteousness. This was on February 27th this year, 2020. I call it the vision of the broken armor in hell. I had laid down and was thinking over some stuff to do with the show that I did on Should Christians Defend Themselves, and the Lord showed me a very unusual vision. I found myself standing in a very large room that looked like a room in a castle. On the floor were all these metal things. They were everywhere, different sizes and shapes, and small demons were running around in between the pieces of metal. Lord, what are all those metal things on the floor? What am I seeing here? Some of them were very ornate and looked very ancient. And he said, armor. Armor? He said, broken armor. And I said, why is it broken? And he said, they didn't have enough faith. He showed me then that this was broken armor the devil collected when he attacked someone whose faith was small, or when he could make them doubt their faith. So we have to remember that we are saved by grace through faith, meaning we believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins and God raised him from the dead. That's what saves you when you know that. You're saved by that, okay? So he has saved us. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you're probably already saved. So that is what the enemy is after when he attacks our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is the justification that we get when we're saved, okay? And the Lord also showed me that it's the faith that keeps our armor on us. So if you don't have a personal relationship with our amazing Savior Jesus, I would like to invite you to start one now. This is a decision you never regret. He wants to save you and heal you and bless you. You can just say this little prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you are real. I've committed sins like everyone else, but I believe that you are the Son of God and you can make them go away. And I ask you to forgive me, and I give you my life now and invite you to change it forever. Amen. If you just gave your life to Jesus, I would love to hear from you. But either way, welcome to the worldwide family of God. You're now on your way to heaven. That's all I have for y'all this week. Sorry the show is late. I've had issues this week. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. Do not let the enemy steal the armor off of you. Don't let him steal your armor, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539. or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.
Does your life feel like it's falling apart around you? Are multiple things going wrong all at once? Does it seem all your comforts have been stripped away? You may have entered the wilderness. Wilderness experiences are often times of great discomfort and lack. Every Christian must pass through the desert on the way to their promised land. Find out how to go from surviving to thriving by partnering with God as He leads you in the path that will strengthen your faith and prepare you to step into your destiny. The Wilderness Companion will help you find out why you have been led into the wilderness. Find out the biggest hindrances to receiving the provision you need in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Learn how to partner with God in His purposes for you in the desert seasons. Get your copy of The Wilderness Companion today. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax on Amazon.com in print, Kindle, or audiobook.
Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com. Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 is a collection of 58 short inspirational readings that will uplift, comfort, and encourage readers from every walk of life. Sidewalk Flowers includes inspirational tales and topics taken from the lives of everyday people who exhibited extraordinary wisdom, kindness, and courage while traveling the sidewalks of life. Get your copy of Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 today, available in print and new audiobook. Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com in print or new audiobook.
There is no one on earth who has not been wronged at some time in their life. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has been hurt by someone. The pain you have suffered does not make you special. It is what you do with that pain that sets you apart. Life can make you bitter or it can make you better. You choose. The only difference between the two is the I.